Well, hi, everyone. So my name is Nancy Luck, and I'm currently living in beautiful Corvallis, Oregon. But I am originally from Brooklyn, New York, where I was raised. I lived there for the first 18 years of my life. And I grew up in a Jewish family going to private school, never very religious, though, but learning Hebrew and learning the Old Testament kind of over and over again as I went through the grades, really just in story form, not much with any sort of religious or spiritual content. And I was always very curious about, well, you know, if Moses was able to speak or God spoke to Moses, why can't, you know, we speak to God? God speak to us. So I was always quite curious about that. And I grew up in a Catholic neighborhood, primarily Catholic and Jewish, and I was always very curious about Jesus and Mother Mary, but that was not allowed for me to be interested and think that I should have a relationship with them. So put that all aside. And then when I was in college at Stony Brook University in Long Island, I had the opportunity to go to a conference. Wasn't quite sure what I was going to, but felt very compelled to go with a friend of mine to Washington, D.C. And there I saw and met Elizabeth Clare Prophet and experienced my first dictation, what we call heart streams now, by Archangel Raphael, who is a healing angel. It's very exciting because I'm actually in the healing profession. So that experience, that weekend, just being there with all these spiritual seekers and people, I had a total conversion, actually, over that weekend. Totally unexpected, wasn't looking for it on the outer, but I had a complete conversion where I accepted Christ into my life. I just felt like God had revealed himself to me totally, and I was quite overwhelmed in a phenomenal way. I just was walking on cloud nine for a long time after that, and at that point was the beginning of my path of being involved with the Ascended Masters for about 15 years, at which point I had gone through chiropractic school during that time, and then I got married and had four kids and got pretty busy with that for about 15 years. So I've been married now for about 30 years and have four children, ages 16 through 27. And just about a year and a half ago, I got in contact with the Heart Center, and I felt like I'm back home. So getting reconnected with Heart Friends, with the Ascended Masters, has been really a blessing, because getting disconnected with that really kind of was creating some loneliness and even a little depression in my life, which was very unknown for me. And so it's been phenomenal to get reconnected with the Ascended Masters, have that relationship, and it's just enhanced my life just incredibly, to really be working on my relationship with God, shedding off all the human facets of myself and being able to grow again in God, with a community of Heart Friends. The broadcast, you know, the connections online has been such a blessing, because otherwise I'm kind of don't really have a community, physical community here in Corvallis, Oregon. But I've been attending as many conferences with the Heart Center as possible, and it's always such an uplifting experience, and come home with a renewed sense of joy and givingness and just being able to be more of who I am, more of who God wants me to be. And I also do apply my spiritual path largely in my practice as a chiropractic physician. The last 10 years, I've chosen to focus on nutritional healing, and I use muscle testing and a lot of intuitive ability that I've been blessed with to be able to help people overcome many health challenges through custom-designed nutrition programs, both working with diet, working with whole food specific supplements designed for each individual person. So I feel like that's really my passion and my purpose, to be able to help people regain their health and their joy in life and be able to fulfill their divine purpose through renewed health and just renewed spirit of knowing and rekindling those fires of truth in their being. And so I'm 56 now, and honestly, I feel better than I felt when I was, you know, 46. I had my fourth child at 40, so I've been through a lot physically with raising my children, having a practice, and God continues to feed me spiritually. I continue to feed myself as best as I know how and take as good care of myself so I can help take as good care of my family and my patients and friends as possible. And so that's pretty much my life in a nutshell. That was probably like 8 minutes. I don't know. Pretty simple, but I feel extremely blessed with all I've been given. Really good family. Part of my family, my sister, my only sibling, my sister actually went off just as I was getting into a spiritual path, that she became an Orthodox Jew. And so a section of my family is very, very Orthodox. So it's very interesting. And I love them. They're great people. And I respect their path. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Nancy. And would you tell us a little bit? You told me that you had spoken with Anthony Williams, the author of Medical Medium and Foods That Heal. And please tell me a little bit more about that. It's very exciting, especially for me personally, about this new diet.
Yes. Well, you know, when I learned about, I went to Maui with the Heart Center a year ago spring. I guess it's been 1 year ago. And spent a lot of time with David and Mona in their van because David was our driver. And then Mona told me all about, Mona Lewis, David's wife, told me all about Medical Medium. A couple other people had mentioned it also and said it would change my life. And I was like, yeah, whatever, you know. But it actually did, because the teachings about food and about health that he reveals, and he is a medical medium, and I do believe that's true, and Hilarion did confirm that. As a matter of fact, I heard that message from Hilarion the day my book arrived in the mail from Amazon, so that was very exciting. God is so good and so fun. That the teachings that he gives on what foods we should be eating really has transformed not only me personally, but my practice. And I've been applying his principles that he gets directly from spirit in my practice with my patients. It's been very transforming. And so I did join his practitioner support group. I did have the opportunity to speak with him for half an hour one-on-one. He's an incredibly generous person. His spirit is so loving and so kind. And I got a lot of answers for myself personally, and again, as well as for my practice, to be able to help many, many people. And I've continued to stay plugged into his teachings, his books, and using those principles of diet, which is, you know, food-based, mostly plant-based. And so I've gotten away from the paleo, you know, lots of protein is good, don't eat too much fruit. I've gotten away from that. Very much into what he teaches, and which I've seen to be beneficial now, and really minimizing or avoiding meats and bad fats. Of course, the bad fats are not good, but mostly focusing on fruits and vegetables and finding that my body is much happier and healthier doing that. So that's been a great spiritual health connection right there that I can apply and really have a holistic approach in my practice even more so. So hopefully that answered your question.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Yes, it did. Any other questions from anyone here? Well, thank you, Nancy. I appreciate your talking to us. And one more, since both you and I went to John the Beloved Quarter of Summit University long, long ago, is there any special connection you feel to the love ray that you see coming through? It's interesting that you're on the green ray, it seems, with your healing practice, and also that we went to John the Beloved.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yes, I think that was back in 1982. It was soon after I graduated from college, and it was right in between college and chiropractic school that I got to go to Summit University. And it was so great connecting with you again, Kathleen, when I saw you in Mount Shasta. Well, you know, John the Beloved and the Love Ray, I feel like that is so much of what I need to always be focused on. You know, we just reminded in the most recent conference in San Diego, that was so incredible and powerful, that, you know, God is love. And if we focus on love first and foremost, everything else falls into place. And so I really do believe that I was put in John the Beloved's quarter to study that and to be just drenched in the love of God, to just always try to remind me that love is the key, and just staying centered, heart and mind. My soul raising session was incredible. I've listened to it over and over and over again. I go on my walks now, I listen to it. The connection of the heart and the mind, and always connecting, just keeping those two facets of the wisdom and the love really connected and focusing on that as much as possible, really will take us a long way in life and anything that we're doing. So it's just a blessing. And I feel it's just so incredible. I remember when I first found the teachings, just feeling so overwhelmed that God actually, you know, chose me, the grace of God chose me to reveal himself and to reveal his teachings and his love to me, and just feeling so humbled that, you know, realizing the magnificence of being, just being able to absorb all that light and that wisdom and that knowing of God in my mind and in my soul and in my heart. And, you know, it's been since 1982 to now, you know, 2017, all these years being able to live my life knowing that God is such a real part of it. It's just been an incredible blessing. And so I'm very grateful for the Ascended Masters and the Heart Center and all that I get to embrace every day. So I love you guys all very much.
Thank you.
I'm grateful
Thank you.
For this community.
Thank you, Nancy. And we'll remember, love is the key.
Sure is.
Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning, Nancy.
Okay. God bless.
Thanks. God bless.
Thank you, Kathleen. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.